We're continuing with Tefillin Simen Chaf Hei Seif Vav B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Shulchan Aruch writes, Im Paga B'Shel Rosh Tefillah. If you accidentally touched the Shel Rosh before the Shel Yad. Remember, ideally, you should be placing your Tefillin in such a way that you would grab the Shel Yad and then the Shel Rosh. But you made a mistake. So what do we do now? You have to pass over your Shel Rosh and place the Shel Yad first, and then only afterwards Shel Rosh. So the Mishnah points out that contrary to the law of tzitzis and tefillin, where we said that once you've already touched, let's say, even though normally you should put on your talis and then tefillin, but if you touch tefillin first, in ma'avir and ala mitzvahs, we don't pass over mitzvahs. Here, we would not apply that principle of in ma'avir and ala mitzvahs, because it's more important to put the shel yad before the shel rosh, because this is, quote-unquote, explicitly alluded to in the pasuk, when the pasuk says, ukshartem lot ayadecha, first hand, vayulutatafot b'inanecha, and then rosh. So since that's alluded to in the pasuk, we will have to pass over the Shel Rosh and put Shel Yad on. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you accidentally put on the entire Shel Rosh first, or for example, you had your Shel Rosh on and your Shel Yad, you know, fell off, you don't need to re-put on your Shel Yad and then take off your Shel Rosh and then put it on again. It's okay. B'di'evid, once your Shel Rosh is on, we can leave it on. Okay? Moving on. Seif Zayin. Yivarech leaniach bekamatz tachad hay lo bepatach v'dagash. The way we should pronounce the word lehaniach is with a patach, which is like a plus sign. La honiach, depends on your pronunciation. Haniach is how I pronounce it, not with a patach. The Mishnah Berurah explains that there's different meanings with the kamet. It means to place tefillin. But the patach, it means to abandon, to get out of here. And we don't want to get out of the tefillin. We want to place the tefillin. And so do it with the kamatz and ask your local pronunciation expert as to how it's pronounced. Lahaniach tefillin is how I do it. Laha. Final halacha for today. Kol amitzvos mebarach aliyem uvil d'yisiyatan. Whenever we have a mitzvah, we do it before we do the mitzvah. We say the blessing. Therefore, you must bless before you put on the shel yad. After you put it on your bicep, before you tie it. Because tying it is fulfilling the mitzvah. And the Ramah points out, for us Ashkenazim who bless before Shel Rosh, kodim shemahat kubrosha. Before you tighten it on your head, you say the blessing then. So again, before you tighten it on the bicep, not while it's still on your hand, but right before you tighten it, and right before you tighten it on your Shel Rosh, Mishnah Berurah points out, you should make sure, if possible, your Shel Rosh is covered by your talis, even when putting on your Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. Okay, wishing you a beautiful day of Torah and Mitzvos. Have a great day.